What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. You're joining me on Emotional Elevator. This is a pre-record for those who are celebrating the holidays. This is for my holiday show. But anyway, what if the parts of you want to grow don't need a new year, just a new way of relating to yourself? So this topic tonight is life isn't a resolution, it's a relationship. That's the name of the game tonight. What if the parts of you that want to grow don't need a new year, just a new way of relating to yourself? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will open a conversation around the idea that growth doesn't follow a calendar, while new year energy often invites reflection and fresh starts. Real transformation isn't seasonal, it's relational. This conversation explores how tending to your life the way you would any meaningful relationship with honesty, patience, and care creates lasting growth long after the calendar turns. So what would change if you focused less on resolving yourself and more on relating to yourself? This is a big topic, especially considering this is around a certain time of year where we all start jotting down resolutions. But what I've learned is it's not about the resolutions, it's about relating to yourself, building a relationship with yourself as you would any relationship. But first, I am Sandy Bird. If I didn't say this, I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you are joining me for a packful half an hour about resolutions and how sometimes we feel very comfortable in January with having a date that motivates, gives us permission or discipline to move power throughout the year. But here's what normally happens. We start this great resolution, January comes, by February, we're burnt out. So this topic tonight is all about building the relationship with yourself. And how do you build that? By being honest. What is it that you want to work on? See, when it comes to the new year, we all talk about the external and going to the gym, eating healthy, doing all the right things. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. This was me a few years ago where it was all about, I need to build my business. I need to do a vision board for this year. And here's the thing. If I'm not working on the relationship with myself, it doesn't matter what I've set forth through the year, because if I'm not being honest, maybe during January, I hate going to the gym because it's cold. Then I'm not being honest. I'm not having an open conversation with myself. And the problem is when we start what we consider New Year's resolutions, when we don't necessarily succeed at it, we're just compiling on the feelings where we think about ourselves. But how about if we approach things differently? It's like everyone goes on these fad diets. I don't agree with using the word lose weight. I've already spoken in one of my other shows and many of my shows that when you say I want to lose weight, most of the time we can lose it, but then we gain it all back. Reason being is, we all have lost something major in our life and we want it back. So when we tie that into something like weight, instead of having the relationship with myself, I want to build a healthier body. I want to feel healthy within myself. And it's not just within the foods I eat, but having a relationship with myself. And that's why this topic is important. And this is a topic that I can say I am an expert on, and that's what I coach people around, is what relationship? How do you build the relationship with yourself? because I am a transformational coach and I am an empowerment expert. And that is not just in individual coaching of men and women. It is also in my corporate wellness facilitating that I do. And my nervous system regulating is because until you know how you're dysregulated or until you know what it is you need to work on within you, are you able to work on externally? But this is why everyone loves the end of December and you go places, and even some gyms have these, let's do a vision board class at the beginning of the year. Let's do a New Year's resolution class. Let's get everybody involved in it. And here's the point. And here's what I now have a misunderstanding. It's not a problem. It's not a challenge. It's just a misunderstanding around it because of the fact that when you don't follow through, if you already have shame, guilt within yourself, you're just compounding it. When week three comes and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want that cookie. And you go eat it. And then you have shame and guilt. But when you build a relationship with yourself and don't evolve it around a resolution, or maybe you do, when you can be honest, why is it that I want this so bad? Is it something for me to follow through in my life that maybe I've never done before and I need to prove it to myself? Having that honest, open relationship with yourself and also nurturing yourself when things don't go as planned. That's another big highlight of this. Is think about it more of building on that relationship with yourself. Would you want to have open, honest, or do you just want to have a resolution that you can say, I checked it off, but you didn't build on anything that you want to build on within yourself? It goes the same thing as a lot of people. I do it too. I can tell you. I love my vision boards. But sometimes I don't take things off my vision board. I keep it on there because it's something I want to continue to evolve within myself. See, when we think about resolution, it's about how can I evolve within myself? How can I? And when you're growing or changing or evolving, growth doesn't happen by the calendar. It happens within yourself. And if you're not watching me, you're listening, I'm doing a lot of hand gestures within myself, like within regulating my nervous system. This past year, if I can say I've grown and had so much growth within myself because I built on the relationship and not on a resolution, not sitting there saying I want to have X amount of clients. When I built the relationship, why is it I wanted X amount of clients? What would that bring me? Made more sense than having a resolution of, I need this, this, this done. And if I didn't succeed, oh, I'm a loser. How many times do we say that to ourselves when we set a resolution without having a relationship with ourselves? And then by February, I'm a loser. I never follow through with things. But what if you had the relationship with yourself and you can take evidence? Someone introduced me to evidence lists, and I incorporated it in with my clients, is evidence that can prove to you things that you didn't give up on. And that's why I say it shouldn't be a resolution. It should be a relationship with yourself. Why is it so important for me to eat healthy? Why is it so important for me to maintain getting out in nature every week, regardless of if there's snow, if it's 14 degrees outside, or if it's 101 degrees outside? Why is it important to me? What is that relationship with myself? And when you build on a relationship with yourself, you give yourself grace. And here's the thing. That's what we don't do sometimes. And that's where when it comes to a resolution, why we give up, because we don't allow grace within ourselves. But when we instead invite in the relationship with ourselves, we invite in that grace. Because how many times have you gotten into a relationship and you're willing to step in and give yourself grace and set up boundaries and have respect and honesty? And then some of those unravel. And then you still might stay in it because you're building on it. And that's why I think it's more important to talk about building relationships instead of just having a resolution. A resolution seems like an answer to a problem. A solution is an answer to a problem, and a resolution is looking for a problem and then providing an answer for it. Because a lot of people say, be the solution. But if it's a relationship, you're building on it. You're expanding within yourself and the philosophies you have with yourself. And you can always reset in that relationship. If this doesn't work for me, let's go right instead of left. I do that analogy a lot, where we should always sometimes challenge ourselves to go right instead of left. A lot of times when we think about these New Year's resolutions, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to do yoga 3 times a week. And then we decide we don't want to do that. And then we're like, I promised myself I was going to do this 3 times. How about if you just expand on it? What am I feeling, get into your feelings. What am I feeling within myself today? Maybe it is taking that brisk walk. Maybe it's going and doing that strength training. Maybe it's you've had a hard, hard day and you want to go to that laughter yoga class because you need to laugh it out. See, when you're building the relationship with yourself, you're not tied into one thing. You're proving growth. And that's why I have given up on this resolution calendar. Yeah, like I said, I still do vision boards. But it's working with my clients and myself to see that growth should happen every month. It shouldn't just be during a time period. Well, I always like to encourage my clients to set habits. And how do you set habits? 21 days. You start doing something for 21 days. If it's journaling, you're setting a habit and then you'll continue. Some people it's 21 days, easy to start. Some people it's 45 days or 30 days, then 45 days. And then they've worked in a habit. But it's, what is it that you want to change or build on or grow within yourself? Because when I think more about a resolution, it's about what is it I want to solve a problem of right now? No, I want to build on building myself up, coming up with a relationship with myself. Another thing that I work with my clients on is write a want ad for yourself, Not for your mate, not for the perfect job, but what are the characteristics you would love to see in yourself? And how can you build on that? That's tending those fields within yourself to have a relationship with yourself. So, of course, it is almost time for my break. And what really, really makes me an expert on this? Not only am I Sandy Bird, but I, like I said, I am a transformational coach and empowerment coach. I also work with teens and individuals. I first start by introducing regulating our nervous system, because as we set these resolutions or want to build on the relationship with ourselves, we need to learn about this thing called our nervous system and how we regulate it. Also helps our outcomes. And if you are figuring out how do I hook up with this Sandy Bird? Because what she says makes a lot of sense. Well, it's Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, BYRD.com is my website. You can reach me on any social media platform, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, MySpace. No, I'm just kidding. That's old school. Most people might not even know about that. But it's, you can just reach out to me. You can go on my website and connection calls. They're free. It just something joggled your brain with this conversation. So we're going to get to that break, and I'm going to continue to talk about building a relationship and letting go of these resolutions because they are so much more important. So thank you for joining me tonight.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. If you're enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator, and I will be very grateful. And this helps me to get my word out and this information that is much needed. And like I always say, if there's someone you know that could relate to this or would love to hear this, share it with them. But of course, I am Sandy Bird, that's Sandy with those two E's, B-Y-R-D, the host here on Emotional Elevator. And what I've been talking all about is it's not necessarily about the resolution, it's about the relationship with yourself. Resolutions, life isn't a resolution, it's a relationship. I started talking about building a relationship with yourself is about being honest with yourself. When things don't go as planned, nurture yourself. When you're growing or changing or evolving, it doesn't come through with the calendar. It comes through what's inside of yourself. And it's about being consistent over intensity. And what that means is just being consistent, giving yourself that grace. If 1 week you just decide, I don't want to do it, because you're building from the inside out. Most of the time when we think about New Year's resolutions and all these things, we're looking at an external gratification, not internal. And that's why I say this is more about building from the inside out. We want to become someone else, but instead we're just aligning with our authentic self. And that is the biggest thing that I like to ask my clients when I'm working with them, is when you are thinking about who you're becoming, who is that? Who is your authentic self? Because it's who you want to become. And don't think you have to continually wait until January to come up with new vision or new expansions of yourself. It's all about becoming who you want to be now and what steps you can take. And it stop, you know, a lot of times December comes and people start talking about these things called resolutions and what's on your resolution or what do you hope to gain in 2026? This is 2025. So if you're listening to me in the future, we are in 2025, about to go into 2026. And I hear that a lot. And I'm even in groups where that's something that everyone brings up. As you go into 2026, what do you want to let go in 2025? And what do you want to accomplish? Or what do you want? I don't know. I just want to continue to evolve. And that's one of the biggest things that I tend and need and structure with my clients is what do they need to continue to evolve into the person they want to be? And what do you need to evolve into the person you want to become? What is it that you need to cultivate, that you need to marinate, that you need to grow within yourself? And it can be something that you started cultivating already, and it's going to marinate and grow, and then there's going to be something else. We shouldn't be focusing on one thing within ourselves. We should be focusing on multiple things within ourselves. Maybe it's within our personal life, our financial life, our work life, our fun life. I mean, there's so many facets of who we are as human beings. So build on that. You know, maybe I wish I was more creative. How can I be more creative? And build on that within you. There's no problem you need to solve. You just need to cultivate it and elevate it. Elevate it. Elevated emotional elevator here. It's all about elevating who it is you want to become. What floor do you want to be on next year? Maybe you want to go revisit a floor because you're wondering, did I really move up a floor, or am I, you know, cultivating still on this floor, marinating on this floor? So maybe I can go up a floor. There's nothing wrong with going down or up on the emotional elevator because it's about building the relationship within yourself. And like I say, life is a journey. Life is all about expanding who you are, growing within yourself, creating, if you want, complexity within yourself instead of simplicity. If you want just to change certain things, letting go of things like people pleasing. Maybe it's substance use disorders. Maybe it's, how do I bring joy back into my life? Does that sound like something that would just be a New Year's resolution? How do I bring joy back into my life? Something that you got to know what joy is within you. You've got to understand the joy within yourself in order to marinate it, cultivate it. What brings me that? Maybe it's bringing back in that inner child to have that experience of understanding and cultivating and marinating yourself. Because as we heal and evolve, it's not calendar driven. It's personally driven with the relationship within yourself. And relationship that you have with yourself should be authentic, should be honest, should be caring. Might even be a little bit of movement. Might even be a little bit of discomfort. But that's how you're going to evolve. That's how you're going to ride that emotional elevator, is by having discomfort. It's the same thing if you set a resolution. There's discomfort in that, stretching who you are right now and how to better yourself. But the only way to better yourself is to better the relationship within yourself. Grow on that. Expand on that. Don't set limits. Don't set boundaries on yourself. Be limitless. Because we always say sky's the limit. Well, the sky is, it's way up there. So how does this feel to you? Would you rather just have a resolution to fix a problem? Or would you rather have a relationship to mend and tend to within yourself? Because it's in order to create that external person, you got to have the internal person balanced within you. And it's not, shouldn't be based on a calendar. It should be based on what you're feeling in the present moment, what you want to grow within your present self. And that's why I am a transformational and empowerment coach, is what is it that you want to empower within yourself? What is it you want to transform within yourself? So I'm going to leave you with a couple of questions for you that maybe you'd like to journal around. Do I just want a resolution, or do I want to build on a relationship with myself? What sounds better? Do I want to fix something, or do I want to expand something? Do I want to grow and nurture something, or do I just want to have something right now that might be external and not internal? So like I always say, if any of this resonated with you and you want to get on a conversation call, they are free. All you've got to do is go to Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D.com. You can send me an email at sandy@sandybird.com or even sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. I'm on all social media platforms as Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, B-Y-R-D, Bird. And I want to leave you with that, these questions. Are you just want quick fixes, or do you want to build on the relationship with yourself? And what can help you expand evolving within yourself? And what evidence do you have to create this relationship with yourself and not just have a resolution that maybe you don't give yourself grace for? And when you decide to quit, you build on your shame. So that's why this is an important topic, is to talk about more about building relationships within yourself, to build the relationships around you. And that's why this is important. And I thank you for joining me tonight. And if you are celebrating a holiday, happy holiday to you. And thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.